بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with this very beautiful deen, the deen of Islam. And alhamdulillah, we in such a blessed month of Dhul-Hijjah. This month is a month of qurbani, sacrifice, and is a month of blessings and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many great incidents took place in this month of Dhul-Hijjah. Alhamdulillah, as we see now, the ibadah of Hajj have just completed and the Hujjaj are just returning now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their Hajj, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all to visit His house and to perform our Hajj also. Ameen. In this month, two very great companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought Iman and accepted Islam. And in this very month, two very great companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also were martyred in this very month. The two people that brought Iman in this month, one was the great uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is well known as Asadullah, the lion of Allah in his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his name is Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu. And the incident of his Iman and his bringing Iman, it's so amazing also, that even when he was not a believer, he still never accept Islam and he still never come into the fold of Islam. He had that love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, he was an uncle, and secondly, he was almost the same age of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was out for hunt. He went to hunt some animals in the jungle while Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was busy with his task of giving da'wah to the people, calling them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling them towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling them to worship the only and only the mighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While this was happening, Abu Jahl, he said something that was not according to the dhat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he insulted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A slave girl, she was the slave girl of Abu Jahl, who heard these words and she could not bear these words for the dhat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Hadrat Hamza radiallahu anhu was coming, so she took an opportunity and she complained to him that when you are out hunting, then your nephew Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving da'wat and these people insulted him. On hearing this, Hadrat Hamza radiallahu anhu goes to the Kaaba, where the majlis and the mahfil of the Quraysh would take place, and there and then he scolds at them and he takes the revenge for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While he was doing this, he said one sentence that I have also accepted the same faith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When his anger had calmed down and he thought of what he said, this word of his, this sentence of his led him to bring Iman. So this is that very month where Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu accepted Islam. And in this very month, Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu also brought Islam. His Islam is also very beautiful. He mentions that once at night he had to go to his friends for some fun and joy. And when he went and his friends were not there, or he was late or something happened, so he said that let me go to Kaaba and I will see what activity is taking place there, or I'll make some ibadat. So when he came to the Kaaba, he seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making salah at night. So he hid himself behind the curtains of the Kaaba, and he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was facing the Kaaba in such a manner that at the same time he was facing Masjid al-Aqsa also. So he said that I hid myself in the curtains of Kaaba and I took myself towards the Hajar-e-Aswad and the Yamani portion of the Kaaba. And he said that I started to listen to the Quran Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was reciting. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam started reciting Al-Haqqah, Mal-Haqqah, Wama Adraka Mal-Haqqah. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu also, he's listening to the recitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Until a point came where now he thinks that these are words of a poet. It's a word of a sha'ir. It's a word of a sha'ir. And he, this thought was in his heart when the verse of Quran came. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرِ. And these are not words of a sha'ir. It's not words of a poet. قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ. And very little do you believe. And then he said, hey, how does he know what I'm thinking? Is he a magician? Is he a fortune teller? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeds reading and he say, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recites the verses. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنِ. And these are not words of a kahin. These are not words of fortune tellers. And he was shocked. And it comes again. قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. And very few take a heed from this. A very few take a lesson from this. So the question arises, whose words are this then? Then it comes, تَنْزِيلٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. These are words, the revelations from the Lord of all the worlds. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's when the spark of Iman entered into the heart of Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. And then what softened his heart was, once he was traveling, and when he was on the way, he was walking around, and when he was going, then he met a couple, his family relatives. It was Layla bint Abi Hathama radiallahu anha. So she was there with her saman and with her stuff, and she was going somewhere. So Hadrat Umar radiallahu anhu asked her, where are you heading to? So she said, oh Umar, you have troubled us a lot. You people are not leaving us in peace. You people are only troubling us for this reason, that we have brought Iman in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we are leaving this place and we are going to a place where it will be easy for us to practice our deen. This is the qurbani sahaba gave for their deen and for their Iman. They came out for the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she says that we are leaving. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu asked her, so where about are you going? What's your location? So she said, we have no location. We are just going wherever we're going to see. It's easy and peaceful for us to follow our deen. We're going to settle there and we're going to practice upon deen. So this also softened the heart of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. And he said that look at these people, look at these sahaba, that how much sacrifice they are ready to give just to save their iman and just to save their deen. And the third incident, which is the most famous incident that we know, the bringing of Islam of Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. It was the same day of Jumu'ah that we are in right now. It was the same month of Dhul Hijjah that we are in right now. The night of Thursday, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. And he says, O Allah, strengthen Iman through Abu Jahl or through Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, whichever one of them is most beloved to you. And the dua was accepted in favor of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. This was Thursday night when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua to strengthen Iman through these two personalities, one of the two. And Friday, what's happening? The Quraysh are gathered and they're planning to assassinate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they ask that who will take this task? And who will take this task of assassinating Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was there. He said he was tired of all this conflict that was happening in this place, in Makkatul Mukarramah. One side the people are leaving religion, one side this new religion is there. So he was tired of all this conflict. Now he just wants to finish the matter and everything must go back to norm. So he says, I will take this task and I will finish him off. Al-Iyadu Billah. So he takes his sword, he takes it out from the sheath and he goes in search for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so he can do the action and the tasks that he had taken on his head. On the way, he meets a sahabi who also was concealing and hiding his Iman and his Islam. After some discussion, he found out from him that his family had brought Islam, his sister and his brother-in-law. So he said, let me go and finish them off first before I go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Umar radiallahu anhu goes to his sister's house. When he goes there, the house was latched from inside. And he heard some activity taking place from inside the house. So he knocked at the door. So what was happening in the house? His sister, her husband, whose name is Hazrat Sa'id radiallahu anhu, who is one of the Ashara Mubashara. They were learning Quran, and who was teaching them? Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu anhu was teaching. When they heard that Umar radiallahu anhu is there, so Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu anhu hid himself away, and Hazrat Hafsa and the sister of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu hid and concealed the scriptures that she had with him, with her. So when he came in the house, he started having a dialogue with his brother-in-law, Hazrat Sa'id radiallahu anhu. And in this dialogue, the matter became hot and started fighting with him and started beating him up. On seeing this, his sister came to save her husband, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu also slapped her, because of which she bled. On seeing the blood of his sister, he calmed down a bit, and then he seen those scriptures that she was trying to hide. And he said, give me that, I want to see what is that. So his sister says, I cannot give it to you, you're going to disrespect it. After he convinced her that he will not disrespect the scriptures, so she said, I will only handle it to you if you become pure, because لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. This cannot be touched, but only by those that are pure and clean. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu proceeds and takes a bath, and then he comes back after having a bath and after cleansing himself, and then the scriptures are handed over to him. And he reads and he recites, and the verses of Surah Taha were there. Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'ana litashqa illa tadhkiratan liman yakhsha, until he reached the verses, innani anallah la ilaha illa ana fa'budni wa aqim as-salata lidhikri. On reading these words, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he says with amazement that I want to accept Islam. Take me to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just now I want to go to him and accept Islam. At that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Darul Arqam, where they would hide and they would make their ibadat there, because it was not easy for them to make ibadat openly. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba went to, they were staying in the house of Arqam radiallahu anhu. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was taken there. His sword was still out of the sheath, was still hanging, and he was walking towards the house. And then when he knocked the house, the Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhi majma'in, they peeped from the door. There were some cracks on the door. So they peeped from there. And then they seen Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is there. An indication through the, because they seen the sword, so they were indicated that he never come with khair. He is come for some bad intention. So they went to inform Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, oh Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar bin Khattab is here and his sword is in his hand, and it does not seem that he came for with any good intention. At that time, the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hadrat Hamza radiallahu anhu, was also seated there. So he said that if he came for khair, if he came for good, then let him come, we're gonna welcome him. But if he came with a wrong intention, then we're gonna behead him with his own sword. Then they opened the door, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he met Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and accepted Islam on his hands. So this great personality, Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, accepted Islam in this very Mubarak month of Dhul Hijjah. And his iman is amazing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him such qualities. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيًّا لَكَانَ عُمَرْ. If there was gonna be a Nabi after me, then indeed it would be Umar radiallahu anhu. That's what status he holds in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he came into Islam, the amazing thing was, it was like a freedom that Muslims got in Makkatul Mukarramah after him coming into the fold of Islam. The people and the Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would now perform salah openly in haram, openly in front of Kaaba. And no one would disturb them, no one would panic them. And he is one man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made four elements subservient to him. Four elements. The people were obviously subservient to him when he became Amirul Mu'mineen, the first person to be given the laqab, the title of Amirul Mu'mineen, the leader of the Mu'mineen. The people were obviously under him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at some occasions even led some the elements to be under his command. Fire, water, air and sand. All these four Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them subservient to him. Briefly, I will go through them. Number one, once the land was shaking at the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, and then he struck it, and he said, am I not just enough on you? Am I not doing enough justice on you? Just then, the land stopped shaking. Number two, there was a custom in Misr, in Egypt, where the river Nile would stop in a part of year, and it would not flow. So the custom was they would take an unmarried girl and place her as a qurbani in the river. And when they would place her, then the river would start flowing again. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had said, Hazrat Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, after conquering Egypt, so this season came and Hazrat Amr bin As radiallahu anhu said that we will not commit such a thing and we're gonna stop this custom that they have. And after this, the people started leaving Misr. They're seeing that the famine is starting because all the vegetation and all the farms were going through and they were irrigated through the same river of Nile. So then Hazrat Amr bin As radiallahu anhu writes a letter to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu that this is what's happening and what is the solution, we don't know. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu writes a letter to Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, in which he places another letter which was for the river Nile. And it was written in there that, O river, if you are flowing with your own will and with your own command, then you can stop when you want to and you can carry on when you want to. We are not in need of you. But if you're flowing with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you flow. And he commanded Amr bin As radiallahu anhu to place that letter of his in the river Nile. After they placed that river, the letter in that river Nile, from then until today, that river is functioning. And number three, at the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, a volcano erupted. And the fire was proceeding towards the lands where people were staying. So he told Hazrat Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu that he should go to the fire and send it back. Like how shepherd, he chases the sheep, same like that. And Hazrat Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu, he does that and he puts the fire back into the volcano. And at the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, he had sent one army to the lands of Nahawand, which is close to Persia. So that army was fighting while Umar radiallahu anhu was in Madinatul Munawwara. He was giving khutbah on a Friday. And he stopped giving khutbah and suddenly he calls out to the name of the Amir of that army, whose name was Sariya radiallahu anhu. And he screams, Ya Sariya al-Jabal! Ya Sariya al-Jabal! Ya Sariya al-Jabal! Three times he says that. So the people were shocked and amazed. What's happening? Some even said that in some narrations it comes, some people call him mad and crazy. In one narration, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said that we're going to ask him about it. In one narration, Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, he says that I went to him and I asked him. So Umar radiallahu anhu replied that when I was giving khutbah, then I seen that Sariya radiallahu anhu is fighting and the enemies are in front and the enemies are at the back also. So I could not keep quiet and I had to instruct them. And I could not keep it in me, so I had to scream out. So they waited until the army of Sariya radiallahu anhu returned. When the army returned and they asked them, how was your battle? And they said, it was a day of Friday, it was close to Jumu'ah time. And the enemies were surrounding us. We never know what step to take. Meanwhile, we heard the voice coming In some narrations it comes, we heard Umar radiallahu anhu's voice coming, and he said that take the rear part of the mountain and take and seek protection through the mountain. And then we took that advice from that voice, and after this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us victory. So these were the four elements that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made subservient to Umar radiallahu anhu. And all after this also, the iman of Umar radiallahu anhu at the time of death, he's saying, وَيْلُ لَكَ يَا عُمَرْ إِلَّمْ يَغْفِرْ لَكَ رَبُّكَ. O Umar, if your Lord does not forgive you, then you will be in complete destruction. O Umar, if your Lord does not forgive you, then you will be in complete destruction. And then he left this world. And the second personality that left this world in this month was Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. He was martyred also on the 10th Dhul Hijjah. And Umar radiallahu anhu was stabbed on the 27th Dhul Hijjah. And according to some narrations, 1st of Muharram. And according to some narrations, 3rd Muharram, he became shaheed. And he became beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to follow the steps of our pious predecessors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to save our iman, to protect our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us close to Him, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our ibadat. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil.